The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Let me share this beautiful thing with you today as we look into today's program and as we stay motivated to grow and to achieve better day in and day out. The power of choice. Ducks quack and eagles soar. I was waiting in a line for a ride at the airport in Dubai when a cab pulled up. The first thing I noticed was that the taxi was polished to a bright shine, smartly dressed in a white shirt, black tie and freshly pressed black slacks. The cab driver jumped out and rounded the car to open the back passenger door for me. He handed me a laminated card and said, "I am Abdul, your driver. While I'm loading your bags in the trunk, I would like you to read the mission statement on that card." Taken aback, I read the card. It said, "Abdul's mission statement: to get my customers to their destination in the quickest, safest, and cheapest way possible in a friendly environment." This blew me away, especially when I noticed that the inside of the cab matched the outside, spotlessly clean. As he slid behind the wheel, Abdul said, "Would you like a cup of coffee? I have a thermos of regular and one of decaf." I said jokingly, "No, I would prefer a soft drink." Abdul smiled and said, "No problem. I have a cooler up front with regular and diet coke, lassi, water, and orange juice." Almost stuttering, I said, I'll take a lassi." Handing me my drink, Abdul said, "If you would like something to read, I have the NST, the Star, and the Sun today." As they were pulling away, Abdul handed me another laminated card. "These are the stations I get and the music they play, if you'd like to listen to the radio." And as if that weren't enough, Abdul told me that he had the air conditioning on and asked if the temperature was comfortable for me. Then he advised me of the best route to my destination for that time of the day. He also let me know that he would be happy to chat and tell me about some of the sights, or if I preferred, to leave me with my own thoughts. "Tell me, Abdul," I was amazed, and I asked him, "have you always served customers like this?" Abdul smiled into the rearview mirror. "No, not always. In fact, it's only been in the last 2 years. My first 5 years driving, I spent most of my time complaining, like all the rest of the cabbies do. Then I heard about the power of choice one day." Power of choice is what? Is that you can be a duck or an eagle? If you get up in the morning expecting to have a bad day, you will rarely disappoint yourself. So stop complaining. Don't be a duck. Be an eagle. Ducks quack and complain. Eagles soar above the crowd. "That hit me, and it hit me really hard," said Abdul. "It's about me. I was always quacking and complaining, so I decided to change my attitude and become an eagle. I looked around at the other cabs and their drivers. The cabs were dirty, the drivers were unfriendly, the customers were unhappy. So I decided to make some changes slowly and few at a time. When my customers responded well, I did more. I take it as paid off for you," I said. "Oh, it surely has. My first year as an eagle, I doubled my income from the previous year. This year, I'll probably quadruple it. My customers call me for appointments on my cell phone or leave a message on it." Abdul made a different choice. He decided to stop quacking like a duck and start soaring like an eagle. Start becoming an eagle today. One small step every week, next week, and next. And a great thought: you don't die if you fall in water. You die only if you don't swim. That's the real meaning of life. Improve yourself and your skills in a different way. Be an eagle and not a duck. whatever your situation or circumstances, whatever you have to consider with regards to this little bit that I've shared with you today, remember, it is well. Enjoy the musical track that follows and have a great life. Thank you.